There's a French phrase, nostalgia de la boue. It loosely translates nostalgia for the gutter. Commentator Touré has that feeling for a new hip-hop star who's wallowing in street cred. Go, go,
go, go, go, go. Last week, I spent 2 days hanging out with the hot new rapper 50 Cent for a cover story I was writing for Rolling Stone. 50 Cent's a really nice kid, funny and relatively articulate, with charisma to burn. His debut album, Get Rich or Die Tryin', is doing great. It sold over 2 million copies in its first 3 weeks in stores. Of course, there's no one in the record business who would make a worse role model for the young and impressionable, not even Eminem. 50 Cent used to be a widely feared crack dealer in Queens, New York. 2.5 years ago, in front of his grandmother's house, someone snuck up and shot him 9 times, putting one in his face. By the way, now that he's famous, his old crack world enemies are extremely hot to kill him. So as I interviewed him, he wore a bulletproof vest and then rode to his concert in a bulletproof SUV. He's protected at all times by 6 bodyguards. The goal of a music journalist in these hangout situations is to spend as much time as possible in close proximity to the star. But when his manager said he wouldn't stand next to 50 without wearing a vest, I began feeling a little underdressed. As an intellectual, I know I shouldn't enjoy the music of a real-life ex-crack dealer selling his stories in his aura. But I do. He rhymes about shooting people and getting shot, dealing drugs and smoking weed. How is it I can appreciate the nuances of Lolita and the Matisse Picasso exhibit, as well as 50 Cent? The problem is, I see the art in great hip-hop, and I believe strongly that hip-hop must be judged primarily on the artist's flow and how interestingly and convincingly they can mythologize themselves. And 50 Cent is an incredible artist. His music is deliciously grim, nihilistic, and yet easy to dance to. He's got this great slurred voice and a lazy tongue, leftovers from the shot to the face, which knocked loose a bottom tooth and a chunk of his gums, and left his lower jaw with a U-shaped hole the size of a fat finger. He's got an extraordinary approach to rhythm, and this great bluesy laugh to keep from crying sort of humor. His first single, How to Rob, explained how he would rob each and every one in the rap and R&B industry. And what's more, 50 presents himself as an unrepentant bad guy. And the moral clarity of that is such a relief in these complex pre-war days. 50 Cent is the guy that the Republicans and the Bill O'Reillys will hold up this year as proof that the kids are not all right. But in the moral relativism of hip-hop, which is very sensitive to the dearth of economic opportunities for young underclass black men, the drug dealer is not a scoundrel, but a rebel, an entrepreneur who's fearless, lawless, and getting paid without compromising a thing for the man. And what's more, drug dealers turned rappers like Biggie Smalls, Jay-Z, and 50 Cent can always be counted on for self-confidence so outsized it's infectious even for those who are confidence deficient. Hip-hop fans want hip-hop songs to be like little confidence sandwiches, something you can listen to and get a jolt of the feeling that you can conquer the world and no one can stop you. These sandwiches used to be made for underclass blacks and Latinos in New York to help them survive another day of racism. But right now, thousands of white kids in suburbs across the country are psyching themselves up for another dreary day of high school by listening to 50 Cent. Niggas saying they gon' murk 50. How? We riding around with guns the size of Lil Bow Wow. My head knows I shouldn't like 50 Cent, but then my head can't stop bopping to his music. The history of art is filled with immoral and evil people who become great artists. That canon's newest member is 50 Cent, and he's a star. This won't be the last you hear of him.
Touré writes about popular music for Rolling Stone. He's also the author of The Portable Promised Land, a collection of short fiction.